How powerful is Tom Bombadil? He seems almost all-powerful, godlike even, but are there limits to his power? Let's find out. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into the Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's wider legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. In a previous video, we looked at who or what Tom Bombadil is. I came to some conclusions there if you're interested, but for this video, it's enough to know that Tolkien himself was clear that Tom Bombadil was, in his words, not an important person to the narrative, but has some importance as a comment. He represents something that I feel important. As Goldberry said to Frodo, he is, as if that's enough explanation, an enigma and a deliberate one. For this video, we'll just accept that Tom Bombadil is, and look at how powerful he is, both in terms of what we see him do and what others say about him. We first come across him in the main Lord of the Rings story when he rescues the hobbits from Old Man Willow, that ancient grumpy tree in the Old Forest. Merry and Pippin had been swallowed up by the roots of the tree, and Frodo and Sam couldn't get them out. They tried lighting a fire, but that just angered the great willow, who then threatened to squeeze Merry and Pippin to death. Tom stumbles onto the scene, seemingly stopping Frodo and Sam in their tracks simply by holding up his hand. Once told of the situation, he says this: "That can soon be mended. I know the tune for him. Old Grey Willow Man, I'll freeze his marrow cold if he don't behave himself. I'll sing his roots off. I'll sing a wind up and blow leaf and branch away." He follows that up by singing to the tree, hitting it with a stick and telling it that it should be sleeping instead of squashing hobbits. That works. Tom goes back to laughing and singing and invites the hobbits to come home with him. So far, so mysterious. Bombadil has seemingly great power of command simply by saying or singing instructions. But the most noticeable thing is how unbothered by it he is. There's no doubt in his mind that he can do it. There's no apparent cost to him or energy expended for doing the magic. If that's the right word here, it probably isn't. It's just something he does, and he does it in a fun, whimsical way. Jumping forward to when the hobbits leave Tom Bombadil's house, they get in trouble again, this time being captured by a barrow wight, and Tom rescues them again. Again, he sings a song of command in some way and banishes the wight. "Get out, you old wight, vanish in the sunlight, shrivel like the cold mist, like the winds go wailing. Out into the barren lands, far beyond the mountains, come never here again, leave your barrow empty." The barrow wight obeys. Bombadil then wakes the hobbits from the sleep trance they were in by raising his hand and commanding it again in verse. Now, we know that the Barrow Wight was sent and reawoken by the Witch King of Angmar, and Tom's banishment was therefore clearly stronger than that magic. And we get some more facets of his abilities here. He heard Frodo sing the song he had been taught from seemingly far away, then arrived seemingly immediately. He reveals he knew someone who died centuries earlier, and when telling the hobbits about that age, gave them a vision of what he was talking about. Power after power after power. But we also get, for the first time, a hint of the limits of that power. Pippin asks if they might be followed that night by the Black Riders. Bombadil replies with, "No, I hope not tonight, nor perhaps the next day. But do not trust my guess, for I cannot tell for certain. Out east, my knowledge fails. Tom is not master of riders from the Blackland far beyond his country." His powers seemingly end at the end of his land. We'll come back to that. Because the ability most people think of when they think of Tom Bombadil is how he, uniquely, seems unaffected by the power of the One Ring. Frodo lets him take it, and we read this: "It seemed to grow larger as it lay for a moment on his big brown-skinned hand. Then suddenly he put it to his eye and laughed. For a second, the hobbits had a vision, both comical and alarming, of his bright blue eye gleaming through a circle of gold. Then Tom put the ring around the end of his little finger and held it up to the candlelight. For a moment, the hobbits noticed nothing strange about this. Then they gasped. There was no sign of Tom disappearing. Tom laughed again, and then he spun the ring in the air, and it vanished with a flash. Frodo gave a cry, and Tom leaned forward and handed it back to him with a smile." Frodo then puts the ring onto his own finger to check it really is still his ring, and Tom can see through the invisibility. The power of the ring, which affects everyone, Gandalf dare not take it, nor Galadriel, seems to have no impact on Tom Bombadil. Indeed, he seems to have power over it, making it disappear and reappear. It is a joke to him. This is all obviously confirmed at the Council of Elrond, where Gandalf and Elrond conclude that they could give the ring to him, but he'd probably just forget about it or throw it away. But there are even more to his powers. We already knew that he was very old, but he seems to be immortal in some sense. He says that, "Eldest I am. Tom was here before the rivers and trees, before the Dark Lord came from outside." That's not just old like the elves, but before Morgoth and the Valar descended old. As old as Arda itself. He also seems to be able to resist or ignore the elements. Once, when it is raining heavily, Tom comes back indoors completely dry. And his house seems to revive and refresh the hobbits, not just physically, but in spirit too. While there they get prophetic dreams. Frodo dreams about Gandalf escaping from Orthanc and of sailing to Valinor, far in his future. I could carry on. The more you reread the section with Tom Bombadil, the more you see him as almost existing outside the normal rules of Middle-earth. Perhaps most astonishingly, every astonishing thing he does seems to be effortless, even thoughtless. When Gandalf casts a spell, he feels tired. Elrond and Galadriel's work to preserve their corners of Middle-earth would leave them slowly drained but for the power of their rings. But Tom Bombadil does greater things than this and just carries on singing and laughing and enjoying his world. It's as if performing great marvels is nothing to him. But let's return to that limitation. In his realm, there seem few limits to Bombadil's power, but he has placed a limit on where that land is. As Gandalf says, he is withdrawn into a little land, within bounds that he has set, though none can see them, perhaps waiting for a change of days, and he will not step beyond them. So Tom Bombadil has set himself a geographical limit, and a small one, beyond which he will not go. We're not told the exact bounds, but it seems to go as far as the edges of the Shire. He is friends with Farmer Maggot, the Old Forest, at least some of the Barrow Downs, and perhaps as far as Bree. He knows Barliman Butterbur and considers him worthy, so presumably he has been there relatively recently. But in saying farewell to the hobbits, he stops 4 miles west of Bree, and declares that point, via a song of course, the edges of his land, and he will not cross. So perhaps his land has shrunk a little bit more recently. Given the emphasis on this being self-imposed, the implication is that this is a voluntary restriction of his powers, rather than an absolute limit. But because he takes it so seriously, that has big implications. Glorfindel explains what would happen if they did give the ring to Bombadil. Soon or late, the Lord of the Rings would learn of its hiding place and would bend all his power towards it. Could that power be defied by Bombadil alone? I think not. I think that in the end, if all else is conquered, Bombadil will fall, last as he was first, and then night will come. Galdor adds, "I know little of Bombadil, save the name, but Glorfindel, I think, is right. Power to defy our enemy is not in him, unless such power is in the earth itself, and yet we see that Sauron can torture and destroy the very hills." This seems like a very insightful observation. Tom Bombadil's power is not one of combat or opposition. He wouldn't be able to fight off Sauron and his forces. Indeed, his power comes from the earth itself, so if Sauron conquered every part of that, Tom Bombadil would fall. Intriguingly, Glorfindel seems absolutely confident that that is what it would take. Tom Bombadil would fall only when everything else and the earth itself fell. But he would fall, the last as he was the first. Gandalf states that Tom Bombadil could not alter the ring itself, nor break its power over others, which is again intriguing because the ring held no power over him. Perhaps it is because the ring held power over others, and Tom Bombadil was not about power. Power, it seems, is entirely the wrong word when we're talking about Tom Bombadil. So, ironically, how powerful is Tom Bombadil? I think Tolkien would tell us that it's simply the wrong question. Yes, in his realm he can do things beyond the imaginations of even the most powerful in Middle-earth, but his abilities are rooted in the earth, in being and living, not about having control over anyone else, or even being able to do amazing things in order to achieve certain outcomes. He can tell Old Man Willow and the Barrow-wight to stop doing what they are doing because they are wrong, not content in their place. Tom tells Old Man Willow to go back to digging deep, drinking water and sleeping, because that's what he ought to be doing, not crushing hobbits. He tells the Barrow-wight to be gone from the mortal world, because that's what the dead should do. He doesn't do it because he has the power, he does it because the earth has the power. He is just returning things to how they should be. The One Ring does not affect him, because he does not care about power. He just exists to be and live and enjoy and be a part of and an expression of the world as it should be. He isn't powerful per se, he just is. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.